Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, the connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are fact-checking the position of the opposition CCC following the resignation of the former leader, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, and the emergence of different centers of power. One center called the Citizens National Assembly, which is made up of Chamisa loyalists in and out of parliament, and the Standing Committee, which is loyal to self-proclaimed Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu, although Albert Mhlanga and his team also claim to be the legit Standing Committee, accusing Chabangu of making unilateral decisions. But first, a look at the illegal parceling of wetlands in Zimbabwe for residential purposes has not only damaged the biodiversity in such important sites, but has also left residents vulnerable to floods and the destruction of their property. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, where desperate homeseekers fall prey to land barons.
27-year-old Matthew Samuel Milans abandoned his home for 5 years after water levels rose to above knee level. He is now living in a communal hall provided by the Zimbabwe government.
I can say things are not okay because we are no longer home. We're being taken care of. So I am pleading for help so we can get alternative accommodation.
The Environmental Management Agency of Zimbabwe has for years been calling for people not to settle or get land in wetlands. Steady Kangata is a director at the government agency responsible for environmental management services.
You might defy the processes today, but there will come a time where water will just pass by and it will be very difficult for you to cohabitate with water. So let's ensure that we shun these wetlands because they have their own ecological goods and services that they do provide.
Scientists say wetlands must be protected as they manage water levels in the soil. They help control floods, and when there are extreme droughts, they release water for use, scientists say. Precious Shumba, director of Harare Residents Association, claims the government is not serious about keeping wetlands unoccupied.
Wetlands should be a no-go area. No one should be settled in a wetland. A wetland is our source of water. So the people settled in wetlands must be relocated to a land identified by either the government or the council. They have no compensation that they must expect from the council or the government.
Nearly 3 years ago, flooding affected residents living in wetlands in the town of Shitungwiza. That year, in 2021, President Ebasha Mnangagwa announced that a team would help find a suitable place to resettle the residents, but so far, that has not happened. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
There was a jubilation and a pandemonium at the Harare Magistrates Court following the news that Job Skala will be free after he was slapped with a wholly suspended 2-year prison sentence. Sikala spent 20 months in remand prison. The Those were opposition members rejoicing at the news that Job Scala was now a free citizen. His lawyer, Harrison Komo, speaks to Studio 7 on the case.
After Job Scala's conviction, the sentence was today, and we have just come out of court. Job Scala has been given a 2-year prison term, wholly suspended for a period of 5 years, on condition that he does not commit a crime involving incitement to commit public violence. What is the legal effect of that? The legal effect of that is that he is now a free man. This is the only case that has been keeping him in custody, so he is going to come out
today.
Yes.
Are you happy with the judgment?
In fact, let me say, I don't think I can say I'm happy, because the prosecution should not have happened in the first place. You know, we must not glorify things that are wrong. My respectful view is that his arrest in the first place was not supposed to be effected, equally the prosecution and the subsequent conviction. So, that being the case, we are not arresting. We've got instructions to take the matter up to the High Court on appeal. What we want is an acquittal, not a conviction with a lighter sentence. No, we disagree with that.
That was Job Scala's lawyer, Harrison Komo, speaking to Studio 7 at the Harare Magistrates Court in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk, we are fact-checking the position of the splintered opposition CCC following the resignation of the former leader, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Advocate Kalipani Pugeni, the spokesperson for the self-proclaimed Interim Secretary General, Sengezo Chabangu, and Dr. Felix Makalela Mafa, the Deputy Spokesperson for CCC, Citizens National Assembly. We could not bring the group that is claiming to be the legitimate standing committee. As Albert Mhlanga said, they were in a series of meetings, but said they were no longer in agreement with Chabangu and the standing committee. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen. Thank you. I'll start with you, Mafa. There has been a lot of confusion on the legitimate CCC leadership. Where do you draw your legitimacy from as the standing committee that is claiming leadership to a CCC?
Can you come? Do you want this question answered by me or yes, by Pugin?
Yeah, by you, Dr. Mafa.
Yes, in the first place, I would need to congratulate Job Scala and the Stole for being released, though they've been given suspended sentence without any case to answer. I'm happy that the lawyer Harrison Komo is going to lodge an appeal, because this has been arbitrary and unconstitutional. therefore, we are so happy that at least our colleague, a veteran of the struggle, Kala, is now free. And we hope this shall be a lesson to the rulers that justice delayed is justice denied. Coming to your question, I want to start that Ms. Chanisa has not abandoned the struggle. He has noted some grievances and complaints that should be looked at, and he is going to prepare a better home to live after his 20 years of service. You know, when we had our Lord Jesus Christ, when he ascended to heaven, his disciples were traumatized, but he gave them hope. Ms. Chanisa has not abandoned his struggle. He is coming back soon with a new impetus, with a new vision, and with the hope of Zimbabweans. Therefore, the distortions that Ms. Chanisa has abandoned the struggle is atrocious and outrageous. People should get it from me. I am communicating daily with Ms. Chanisa. He is consulting the wild, because what he wants to bring will benefit everybody in Zimbabwe.
Thank you. We'll come to you, Baba Pugeni, looking at also the same issue where there is a struggle in terms of who is in control of CCC as we speak. Some are saying they are with Advocate Nelson Chamisa, and some are saying they are with the Interim Secretary General, Sengezo Chabangu. Where do you draw the legitimacy as the standing committee?
Okay. As I've already greeted to everyone, and I also would like to share my joy with Honorable Sikala and Honorable Sitole for their release in this unfair, unjust, and illegal incarceration. We are happy that they are free now. You know that the Interim SG made it one of his missions to get Honorable Sikala and Sitole released. We are looking forward for the release of the Mthwakazi girls and all other women and men that are there in security also, unfairly illegal, and in a barbaric manner also. I think you will appreciate that the matters of the SG's legitimacy are before a court of law. Maybe I need to clarify this point. I'm the outgoing spokesperson for the Interim SG. In this radio station yesterday, he announced his spokespeople, and I'm here today because you started to get hold of him. So I'm giving you this information so that if I'm not able to give you the nitty-gritties, you may appreciate, because I'm not part of that, of those meetings. I'm not part of the setup. But suffice to say, the issues of where he draws his legitimacy from are before a court of law. There is a Salmon case, which Salmon case gave rise to the interdict, which was placed against their cause. So that Salmon case is actually dealing with the legitimacy of the Interim SG. And I would be well advised to allow that process to play its course out without me necessarily advancing issues in this platform. Suffice to say, the SG is confident that that court is going to exonerate him.
Thank you. Coming back to you, Mafa, going forward, what's your strategy? We heard you saying that Advocate Chamisa is going to prepare a way for the whole group. What's your strategy going forward? People are confused. They don't know where the party is going. They don't know where opposition is going. Can you give us a picture of what we can expect to see happening in the opposition, since we have seen so many divisions happening? We've seen some other parliamentarians staying in, some councillors saying they will stay, and others are leaving. So what's the strategy going forward?
Thank you very much. Before dwelling on your questions, I want to clear this misnomer. The very people who are causing problems are not of their own. They've been sent by ZANU-PF, and we proved this thing started just on the nomination day, when we found that they were running a parallel nomination exercise. The so-called interim executive, made of Albert Mhlanga, he contested as an MP, as a double candidate for Mula, Mr. Dingilize Chuma. He contested Timbani Makandeni as a double candidate. Mr. Fiso Mbuso, also in Ward 1 in Blawang, and they lost. After losing, they to revert to this unholy alliance of trying to disturb Blawang. You remember the 12 familiar MPs that were disqualified. It is the continuation of that exercise. ZANU-PF wanted some seats in Bulawayo, and now they've been assisted by Thabang and his malcontents. Hence, we are not worried about Thabang and his malcontents. Our trust is against ZANU-PF, and Ms. Chamisa is coming back in full gear to liberate Zimbabwe. I want also to resort on this bogus exercise that they want to revert to 2017 executive. That executive, after two congresses, one by Dr. Kuke as leader of MDC and one by Advocate Chamisa as MDC Alliance, was scattered and destroyed by the High Court, by the Supreme Court. So if people think they are leaders, they revert to such historical evidence that the High Court gave a ruling that the MDC Alliance does not exist, and Dr. Kuke was given that charge of both, and afterwards Mr. Mondora hijacked the card. So Thabangwe and his malcontents, they are doing the same thing, and they are now reverting to the skeletons which are unconstitutional. So we wonder who is their advisor to be so low legally. Naturally, as CCC, we are grouping up. We are working with the Honorable Timba, who has been installed today, to cause the tranquility among ourselves and continue with where Ms. Chamisa left. We are still waiting for Ms. Chamisa to give a direction, and you see the whole nation is happy. He has temporarily left leading, yet is going to prepare for the most comfortable home where all Zimbabweans, regardless of tribe, creed, race, gender, and so forth. And you see very soon Zimbabweans are going to celebrate for the Uhuru. That's what I would tell people. They should not despair.
Thank you, Dr. Mafa. We have a caller from South Africa. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Yes, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Speaking to Mpandawa Murwashi.
Munoashe mapinda muchirongwa tipeiwo zvamunofunga nezvenyaya iyi.
Yeah, I think chitanga ngati vachamisa decision yavakatora yekubuda muchinhu chinonzi Triple C. It was a wise idea kubva pese pavanga vari mupolitics, because there was no need yekuti vange vachiti vanotungamirira pati inotorwa madecision akakura sekuripora vanhu ivo vasingazvizivi and voramba vachiti ndiri mutungamiriri webato rakadaro. So ndochekutanga chandingadi kutaura. Then chechipiri ndechekuti chinhu chinonzi Triple C kwava kutofa kwacho, nekuti zviri pachena kuti muridzi webhora akatobuda nebhora rake, vanhu havasina chekukava, vangosara vakagara pakwake. Muridzi webhora aenda kwataitamba zvikwezvo chikura, muridzi wekwesaiti akaenda nacho, mangosara makagara achini duu zvavei. So zvaakuva vari mupariamendi kuti voramba varimo kusvika vabviswa vozonzokera mupariamendi vave bato itsva. Achini duu zvandoona zvingatova nani, nekuti chinonzi Triple C kwezvinezvi without chamisa hapana.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma. Tinotenda kuti mapinda muchirongwa. Sivuya guwe vava pugeni lapana. Njengova uchamisa ezehambile, kuyini ongakhangelelwa ngabantu? Sibone emuva lapha kule zimpi zokuthi abantu beberikholwa, abanye beqhubekela phambili labo bekhitshwa. Lokhu sekusitshoni njengoba yena esehambile, njalo kulabanye abasele besephalamende kanye lasemakhansilini abathe bona bamalaye? Kuyini esingakukhangelela ukuthi sibone kusenzakala?
Ngiyabonga mhlakazi. Njengoba sesephile ubaba uGqirha uMafa ukuthi ubabuthamisi uyabuyabhekhe, ngiyathemba ukuthi iy'nkulumo zabo bazonelisa ukuthi bakhulumisane. Ngize nje ngidumazeka mbona i-statement esithi resignation yakhe i-accepted. But njengoba isilungu sifitshe ukuthi wele life lays hope, ngicabanga ukuthi uma sengakhulumisana bakwazi ukuthi bathola. Yabona inkinga yokuthi abantu balwe ngaleyana indlela ingathi abazalwa bonke, neyokuthi isitha senu sesigcina sithola i-advantage ake ngikuboniswa. Ngo-2018 indaba lezi ziqala ku-opposition, abantu bonke bahamba lo babuchamisa. Umama uKhuthi wasala lami, babomhlonishwa uBhebhe, labomhlonishwa ubaba uChief Ndlovu, bomhlonishwa umama uMguni, asasala nje silihlekana. Ngitsho labomonzora bahamba ngalanisa yini, but sikwazi ukuthi i-constitution yayikuthi ngumama umela thathi, but bahamba ngayo babiza thinizani, right? Hayi, sakubona lokho. Umonzori uthethe bona ukuthi isinkwa ngathi singale wabaleka, anisaqala singale ukuthi ubabuchamisa. Uthe bona isinkwa sesisuke ngale sesibuye ngapha, wabaleka wagijima wabuya ngapha. Uthethe ngapha bambizizana basiza lathizana, but bangafuni ukufidile le nto ngiyo vele esixabanisayo kungalandeli i-constitution. Kuthe-ke sekwenzeke kanjalo-ke, hhayi, kwahamba kwaba ingxabangxoza lokho osoyikho khona up to now. Namhlanje njengoba ngikhuluma nawe, incwadi ithe ubaba uprofessor nguye kade cheye imeeting. Ubaba uprofessor ngikade cheye imeeting. Umhlonitshwa wabhajila umhlonitshwa uCaston ngomunye wama-spokesperson. Ubaba iGqwetha uMlindi ngomunye wama-spokesperson. Bonke laba bantu ngabantu kade behamba lobaba uChamisa, ngabantu akade bebonke. Manje siya ku-election, kulishwa izandla. So namhlanje masebeyizandla, umbuzo uthi kanti kuhamba njani ukuthi abantu abaningi abaqala bengale bagcina sebeyizandla? Futhi kule nkinga phele khona la, maybe abantu sazizi izandla kanti it's not the issue. And into enzisa ubuhlungu yikuthi sibona mase kumele ukuthi baphume ephalamenti phela in solidarity nobabuchamisa, njengoba bebethe bona they sent with him. Babizwa kuthabanga inkosi abambiza wonke la magama. Sebejika bona sebebhala kukhona ku-Twitter timeline kababu Hopewell. Bathi noma bakwazi ukuthi e-parliament bona ngoba umongameli uyi-dictator, ngoba umongameli akakhulumi nabo, uvela wazenzela i-decision bengakhulumanga nabo. Yena bakhulumi naye Twitter kwathini
kwathi. Ye, siyabonga.
Sibonga ukuthi iqala le nto.
Siyabonga baba Fugeni kulo osecingweni kesizwe osecingweni baba Khumalo siyalambulela kuhlelo linjani?
Ngiyaphila bani njani ndabini nisakazweni.
Yeah, hayi siyaphila. Phosela kho lapha ngokuphangisa ungenile kuhlelo.
Yeah, mina into emangaza kakhulu ukuthi kanti uma umongameli sechiya inhlangano ngoba thinika kukhulaza abantu besindebeleni ngathi asilakho esigcile ukothini okwethu sibalekela ebantwini abaqhamuka ngapha eMpumalanga ongakuthi ishimizi thina ngathi ukuzimela kwethu kuba nzima uma umuntu esifunene ngekho phambili kwebandla.
Hayi siyabonga baba Khumalo ngombono wakho.
Okay.
Yeah. Baba Phugeni ngizaphenduka kuwe othi sizwe ubaba uMafa isikhathi laphana singani sesibalekile Dr. Mafa for an ordinary Zimbabwean who is worried about democracy and a functional economy, what do you have to offer?
Ukukhuluma ngibonga uKhumalo uthumbuzo wakhe ukhuluma ukondile. Into engimangalisayo ukuthi abantu abasasoli iZANU-PF. Sihlupheka sisonke sisuka kugugura ukuthi sibulesike namhlanje. Abantu baxotshiwe ephalamenti ngoba bawuthanga uChabango esebenza neZANU. Ama-MPL wakhethileyo bathe bengena bafika sebexotshiwe. Yona i-Constitution Section 58 ukuthi kube freedom of association and assembly. I-Section 68 freedom of conscience nokukholwa. Kodwa abantu sebesikhala ngokuthi uThamisi ubalekile, hhayi uThamisi akabalekanga. Utshengisa uDizano impehlane.
Yes, siyakuzwa baba Mafa. Yes, siyakuzwa baba Mafa. Sikhangela nje sekusele imizuzwane emlutshwane, ungasijikela laphana ukuthi kuyini umuntu oseZimbabwe angawukhangelela ukuthi lingakuletha njengentuthuko kuye khathesi?
Okwakhathesi sithi thina sijonge umbuso okhululekileyo. Ubaba uThamisa uyeza akulansuku zatshwala. Uyabuya ezichasisela abantu ngenxa yokuthi akusenamthetho. Ama-organizations wonke ama-institutions asechaji ijaji ngitho namajaji bawakhulumi ngefreedom of association ukuma benwadi edogileyo efike eqotha abantu bavumelana nabo. Lokho ethengisa isikhalazo esikhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe ibulawa yi-corruption yokuswela umuntu. Yikho-ke siyabuya no-president Jamisa ezethi ikhulume labantu ngoba khathesi usakhuluma labantu ekuthiwa yi-consultation. Ubuhlungu ngoba ukhanya ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe sebedivert-a into yama-election lapho othiwa ama-election abolile khathesi bexoxana lo moya ofakwe ngubaba uThabang zanu-PF. Sekikhohliwe ukuthi sivela kuma-election. Abatwana bangeni ukuthi thina sasipromote i-youth yobhadika sesithi yibo bazaba ngamaminista njengoba ngangisazi ukuthi
siyabonga siyabonga Dr. Mafa. Isikhathi iso esingani sesibalekile laphana. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for coming on the program. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.